Elon Musk just issued a huge warning that could potentially break Bitcoin and all of crypto.
But don't worry, because we just found one of the only solutions that could save us all.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Elon Musk just issued a massive warning that could potentially break all of Bitcoin and crypto. But don't worry, because in today's episode, we're going to show you what could be one of the only solutions.
Okay, Google has confirmed that this is true, and this is scary stuff, because it could happen overnight, and if you're not prepared, we could all lose it all. So let's look at the article that just came out recently, and that is Elon Musk poses a chilling question. Can quantum computers hack and break Bitcoin? So there's been rapid advancements in quantum computing, and Elon turned to his AI chatbot, Grok, and he asked it, how likely is it that Bitcoin's hashing algorithm could be broken or cracked by these powerful quantum computing methods? Mm-hmm. And it came back with like, over the next 5 to 10 years, there's a 10% chance that this could happen.
Yeah, so it said within the next 5 years, the chance is near zero. But it said within 10 years, the chance is, it quoted, less than 10%. That means it could say the chance is 8, 9%. That's a big chance of destroying an entire industry. And when you look at the moves that are being made around the world, IBM is building these insane quantum computers, these huge warehouses of quantum computers. And a lot of people think that this quantum computing threat is actually going to happen faster. So people are like, 5 years, there's no chance. 10 years, there may be a chance. But the way the technology and AI moves is much, much faster than people actually anticipate. So what we're personally seeing and thinking is that this quantum computing threat could be coming within the next 5 years. So we want to protect ourselves, protect our Bitcoin, protect our crypto, look at our crypto wallets, because we don't want anything getting hacked. And today, we're going to tell you a project that's working on this exact quantum safe solution.
Yeah, Google researchers have recently come out and have stated that quantum computing could break Bitcoin-like encryption much easier than originally thought. But here's the thing. They focus more on the RSA encryption, and that are the methods that a majority of crypto wallets use, right? So we're going to be focusing on a wallet here that should be able to protect us all moving forward.
So of course, we need to look at wallets that are encrypted and secure against quantum hacks. But we also want to look at the flip side of quantum technology, because there's going to be a lot of positive opportunity with quantum computing. So we want to look at the crypto projects that are actually building the quantum layer, so people can start, you know, integrating quantum speed, quantum technology into their existing Web3 apps, their crypto apps. And the good thing about this project is not only have they built a quantum safe crypto wallet, but they're also building the quantum layer for blockchain development. So they have, you know, the positive side and also the security side.
The quantum layer for blockchain technology, I think we just need to just hone in on that for one quick second. You have to imagine right now there's 20,000 plus projects that are actually building something unique and people are going to be utilizing it, but they don't have the quantum safety put in there just yet. The beautiful thing about what this project is doing is these projects that already exist can now tap into it and protect themselves. Mm. So that's what we mean by like the quantum layer for all of Web3 and blockchain.
So yeah, I think the timing is perfect for this project. That's why we need to talk about it right now, because after Elon Musk tweeted to his nearly 250 million followers that Bitcoin and crypto can be hacked by quantum computing within the next decade, we need to look at the quantum computing crypto leaders. And I think one of the best looking projects of this sector is called Qubit. The ticker is QBIT.
Now, there's not a lot of pure quantum computing plays on the market at this time. So this is one of the rare ones we actually came across. And with the Qubit wallet, it's pretty fascinating because it could realistically end up replacing the billions of wallets that currently exist out there at the moment. So they have native multi-chain support. So this means that you can still use Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, Base, all these things the same way you would with MetaMask or Phantom and what have you. They also have quantum secure key generation. So this would allow you to create new wallets, which are 100% quantum hack resistant. Your current wallet is not quantum hack resistant. So if you're using MetaMask or Phantom, then this could be for you.
Yeah, and I like the fact, you know, people are very resistant to move from wallet to wallet. They got to create their new wallet. They've already got these old wallets on MetaMask or Phantom. But with the Qubit wallet, you're going to be able to easily import or export any existing wallet into the Qubit wallet, which immediately makes it quantum safe by using their quantum safe technology. So if you port your vulnerable wallets, which are not quantum safe, into the Qubit wallet and start using them there, they are going to be protected from quantum hacks in the future. I think you're going to see a lot of people start to freak out about this potential threat of quantum security and the fact that the Qubit wallet is going to be launching this year to potentially save everyone. The timing is right.
The only thing that really catches my eye about Qubit is the quantum as a service. And I think that's like what we alluded to earlier in this episode is the fact that this is the application layer for all of Web3. So this means that any Web3 project can seamlessly integrate the Qubit into their platform and be protected by the Qubit API. This is going to be a massive revenue generator. This is going to generate so much money for the Qubit platform.
Yeah, because quantum computing, they can use this to do a lot of different things that regular computing these days cannot do. Anything from unpredictable gaming outcomes for crypto casinos to fair lotteries, AI agent behavior modeling, ZK-proof randomness, all kinds of different things. This will all be powered by quantum computing moving forward to make it more secure and more fair and more equal. And I think Qubit has really hit the nail on the head here in saying, look, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We don't want to change everything you guys have built, but you can plug in our quantum superpowered technology, make it more secure and faster and better. So I think not only have they got this Qubit wallet, which is going to protect everyone, but the quantum as a service platform, that could be a huge revenue driver for Qubit. And that's important when we talk about revenue, right?
Yeah, because the Qubit token, there's buybacks for any of the Qubit holders. There's also the revenue share for the Qubit holders. Discounted fees, priority access for holders, and early access to new features. So really, there's a lot of token utility, and the more revenue, the better for the Qubit holders.
Mm-hmm. So if we see the Qubit wallet come out, launch later this year, and have success, that's going to be great for the Qubit token. If we see Quantum as a Service launched by Qubit start to get integrated into other projects around crypto, that's going to be good for the token. And of course, none of this is financial advice. We're just saying, look, we personally like the look of the Qubit token. We're not telling you guys to buy it. You guys need to do your own research. But I do see quantum computing being more of a talking point, both in crypto and the general world. Like Elon Musk is talking about it, and he's always related to everything.
IBM developing what they're developing, how fast everything, yeah. And the Google researchers.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Just like AI was a question of when, not if, like 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Quantum computing, I guarantee you, is going to be a huge trend in the coming decade. The only question is, who are going to be the leading projects in crypto, in quantum computing? But for us, there's not that many legit ones out there, and Qubit looks like a potential leader. Plus, right now, still has a tiny market cap. And it's on Ethereum. It's Ethereum altcoin season. Qubit's on Ethereum. The market cap is below 10 million. They've built legitimate technology. They've got Catalyst with their app coming out. Their quantum as a service coming out. I see a lot of ways that Qubit can turn heads. So again, not financial advice, but I like the look of Qubit right now.
They also have the quantum auditing tools, which would be capable of scanning smart contracts for a faster, deeper scan of what's currently out there, checking for vulnerabilities. So look, whether or not you want to get involved with the token, that is completely up to you because, again, this is not financial advice. But if you're looking for a solution that could potentially save you from these quantum attacks in the near future, then I think Qubit is definitely worth having a look at. Anyways, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.